You're listening to SBS News.
United in their thousands, protesters circled Parliament House for the first day of Parliament. They were pressuring the government to declare this bushfire season a climate emergency. Among the protesters, former Greens leader Bob Brown.
This whole world is in our hands and we're going to take it back from these monsters of mammon, these money greed takers, these Clive Palmer-fed climate criminals on the hill.
Inside Parliament, politicians stopped to reflect, with all the day's parliamentary business postponed to pay tribute to the bushfire victims. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's been a traumatic few months for the nation.
A national trauma, best described by Indigenous leaders who love our land so much, as a grief for the victims, a heartache for our wildlife, and broken heart for the scarring of our land. These fires are yet to end. And danger is still before us in many, many places. But today we gather to mourn, honour, reflect, and begin to learn from the black summer that continues.
Mr. Morrison became emotional, paying tribute to those who lost their lives during the bushfire crisis, like New South Wales firefighter Geoffrey Keaton, who died battling the Green Wattle Creek blaze last year.
Every one of these firefighters was loved, all were brave, and had lives that meant so much to those around them. The funeral of Geoffrey Keaton, there was a coffee mug. A mug no different than most of the dads here have sure seen at some time. It was a mug that was placed on Geoff's coffin and it had the words, "Daddy, I love you to the moon and back."
33 people have been killed during the fires. Labor Senator Penny Wong struggled to find the right words.
It's difficult to know what to say in response to those facts. We know we can never repay those who gave their lives fighting these fires. We can but honour, we can but mourn, and we can but offer our heartfelt sympathies to all who love them.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese also paid tribute to the bravery shown by so many affected communities.
So much of our country has been consumed by fire, and yet amongst this terrible loss, we have seen bravery, we have seen courage, and we have seen resilience. We have seen our fellow Australians up against the inferno. We've seen our fellow Australians on the beach in unimaginable scenes.
Parliamentary business will resume tomorrow. Pablo Vinales, SBS News.